Right now, each generation grows up in a different environment, political, cultural, and with their own set of impactful events. Our next guest was interested in finding out more about what drives the young adults coming of age in today's environment. To do that, she and her colleagues spent 8 years so far surveying millennial-aged participants starting in their freshman year of college. They were asked about financial knowledge, jobs and money, and about the relationships in their lives. Soyeon Shim is dean and the Ted Kellner Baskin Professor in the School of Human Ecology at UW-Madison. She was the co-principal investigator on this study called A+. Soyeon, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Well, what is it you were trying to find out when you kicked off this research, what, 8 years ago?
Yeah, about 10 years ago, there were a lot of issues related to college students getting into trouble with the credit cards. And I was beginning to think, why some do better than others? Where do positive financial behaviors come from, or negative? And I was curious about that. And the really only way to find out is to conduct a longitudinal study following people over a long period of time.
And so you started out asking them what kind of questions in their freshman year of college?
Sure. Freshman first year, we were very curious about what they done, learned while they are growing up at home. So a lot of questions about their perception of their parents, whether their role model behaviors or direct teaching, financial communication, all of this, or whether they took any classes related to money management. So we learned a lot about their background.
And as they age, then, you follow them every couple few years after
correct.
Which makes this interesting and kind of a unique study.
Exactly. And so first, life success, we define them at the life success at different stage of their life. So when you're freshman, sophomore, we want them to be staying in college and academically doing well. So academic success and social relationship and physical well-being and psychological well-being, those are considered to be a success for outcome. And when they are juniors, seniors, they are looking for a job and looking for graduating, obviously, from college. So all of that, we found different measure of life outcome at different stage of their lives.
Was there anything in that initial group that now looking back, you say, okay, this was a signal, the people who thought this or did this are looking pretty good right now?
Yeah, I think one thing that we noticed that the biggest factor for positive financial behavior that is linked to feeling good about themselves and doing very well was actually what I call financial parenting. And it's very simple, but actually no one used that term, in scientific term. That is the financial, what parents doing at home, knowingly, not knowingly. So it's a perception that children have of parents' behavior. And also parents' direct teaching. To what extent parents really made an effort to teach them about money management. And then financial communication. How much do they talk about money in general, especially when they are in college? You know, often we think that kids are gone to college, they're on their own. And it wasn't so. Actually, the positive communication is very important. And finally, financial expectation, parental expectation. Students do better when parents expect them to do better. So we found that students try to strive to meet their parents' expectations. So I think the biggest finding earlier was that financial parenting was the biggest factor for student financial well-being and that lead to life success.
I want to key in on that because it sounds like this is one maybe of the take-home lessons that parents out there listening right now might use with their kids. Don't assume that kids are going to naturally learn about money out on the street.
Correct. Especially during the first year, this is most of students' the first time away from home. And this is the time that they're going to exercise what they sort of learned. We call that socialization, anticipatory socialization. So they learned all of that, how to become a consumer, so to speak, while they're growing up. And it's first time they're exercising that behavior. And this is also an opportunity to teach them, also making sure that they don't get into trouble. And what are the ways to navigate loans and paying bills, staying on top of their financial accounts and all of that, and also academic success.
And as the students move along, there's a phrase, I think it was financial efficacy. Is
yes.
that right?
Mm-hmm.
This is huge.
This is huge.
What is this?
Yeah, financial self-efficacy is the one's confidence in managing or performing the financial task. And that ranges from as simple as budgeting, for instance, to managing their money and sticking to the plan and even saving and thinking long-term. All of that, they're one's belief in their ability. And that is very important, an important predictor of their well-being.
And if I'm reading your report right, this is important. This helps no matter what socioeconomic level that student is at or where they are. If they're making lots of money, if they're not making lots of money, sure, their lives are different.
Correct.
But the more self-efficacy, the confidence...
Exactly.
The better off they're going to be.
Absolutely. I think the self-efficacy in general in everything is important, but particularly this financial self-efficacy. They think they can do this. They believe in themselves, and they know how to look for information. They're teaching themselves, learning from others, and that's important.
And you kind of had an unintentional experiment here because right off the bat, we had this great recession, the downturn in 2008.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
And these students were coming out into the job market where it would be very easy to not feel very confident.
Correct. In fact, it's interesting. Some of the characteristics our millennial in this study exhibit is somewhat similar to those who went through Great Depression because they went through this earthquake in their fresh sophomore year. First year was great. Everybody has having a positive experience, but the market crashed. And when they are graduating, either they are delaying their graduation because of the parents lost their homes or couldn't find a job. So they went through a really difficult time, 2008, 9, 10-ish. So they still have this sort of a skepticism whether I'm going to be okay or not.
Talking to Soyeon Shim from the UW-Madison, co-investigator on this study we're talking about called A+, tracking millennials from their freshman year of college on to today and finding out how they're doing when it comes to especially their financial well-being. And Soyeon, you, as you followed up with these students and as you tracked them, mm-hmm. you looked at people from different backgrounds.
Correct.
And I want to talk about, you tried to separate out as much as you could people who are those first-generation college students.
Yes.
They didn't have parents with that college
mm-hmm.
background.
Mm-hmm.
What did you learn about them?
So good news is that these students in this study, they are doing very well and are finished the education, and they most of them are gainfully employed and feeling pretty good about it. But I think students with ethnic minority background or mostly also first-gen students feeling less secure, less confident about their ability to manage money and also they're demonstrating lower self-efficacy. Even when there was no difference early on in their objective financial knowledge. So I think really self-efficacy is a skill set. It can be practiced and it can be learned. So I think we need to provide that mechanism for students to learn and practice and enhance their self-confidence.
So what would that mechanism be? How can students be given the opportunity
sure.
to practice that?
So firstly, like UW-Madison, since we started this study, we are offering financial life skill course for freshman, sophomore, for instance, what's important for that age group, and also financial life skill class for junior and seniors. So those classes are very important. We're not just focusing on knowledge. So knowledge is one thing, but translating that knowledge into actual behavior is another. So we are actually offering this class based on experiential learning opportunities and also financial skills that are relevant to today, what they're doing. For instance, how to get student loan? Why do you get a loan? How do you reduce the debt? And how to pay off? So things that are related to their life stage is very key to enhancing the self-efficacy.
How does this impact people's attitudes and happiness outside of the financial world? If they try to take the bull by the horns, have this financial self-efficacy?
I think that happiness is a function of a lot of number of things. If we can figure it out, it'll be great. But I think that we know about 50% of happiness is somewhat genetically related, and 10-20% is outside of our control. There's 40% that we can do something about. And two factors that are very important is planning horizon, and that is planning how far do you plan ahead. So those who plan ahead and sticking to the plan, and those two are very important factors for happiness.
Looking ahead, if you're able to, I know this is up in the air, if you're able to follow these millennials further out into their 30s, mm-hmm. 40s, what would you be watching for?
So they are now about 60% of this cohort have committed relationships. Either some small percentage of students are married, but many of them have a committed relationship. So we'll be looking at cohabitating and the influence on each other's financial behavior, and of course how it's going to affect their financial planning after they make a long-term commitment. And we are interested in also how they are using their financial skills on raising their own children.
And then, are there key lessons? You've actually already touched on them. Are there a lot of lessons in what you've learned from the waves of students here mm-hmm. that we could be applying maybe to people graduating high school this summer?
Absolutely. And I think that parents and students and employers really focusing on this money management and really practical skills and having a purpose in what they do is important. So it doesn't happen overnight. It's a very slow developmental process. So we need to look at this as a long-term process, and whole community members, whether business organizations or community leaders, parents, schools, we need to work together to help students develop this financial capability, financial self-efficacy.
Soyeon, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you so much.
Soyeon Shim is dean and a professor in the School of Human Ecology at UW-Madison. She joined us to talk about the long-term A-plus study that's following how today's young adults find their path to well-being, in part through their financial knowledge and confidence.